This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on the line with Dean Beck.
Time for the one and only Matthew Wade to join us. He's from starobserver.com.au. Matthew, there are some parents that are not happy with Safe Schools Coalition and the All of Us resource produced by Minus 18.
That's right, Dean. So basically the All of Us resource is for high schools around Australia, and it basically allows teachers, it gives them the tools to kind of, I guess, educate students on diversity and, inclusive environments in school. And the Australian Christian Lobby, along with a number of parents, have, spoken out against it, with some parents actually removing their kids from particular high schools because they don't want their children exposed to that.
Exposed to what? Do we know?
Well, that's the thing. I think one of the parents in particular who took her four children out of a Frankston high school said that, you know, the resource was exposing her children to questionable information, quote unquote. And the Australian Christian Lobby was just saying that, they were saying that it pressures kids into, accepting LGBTI concepts, and it confuses them about their own identity. So it's quite ludicrous.
Oh, Matthew, there is so much I could say, and all of it inappropriate. But
it's ridiculous because it assumes, it implies that all the students in these schools are heterosexual, and that somehow the resource is, brainwashing them or trying to convert them. And, you know, it's like that whole, archaic idea of there being some sort of gay agenda, you know, trying to influence kids to see things a certain way, which in my mind, if it's encouraging them to see, you know, equality and inclusiveness in among their peers, I think it's an amazing thing. So all I can do is sigh.
It's remarkable, you know, all Christians must miraculously gain a sexuality the minute they turn 18 and become adults.
Yeah.
And prior to that, be totally at the behest of their parents in this sort of nebulous either nothingness or binary heterosexuality. It's quite remarkable how they work that out.
Yeah.
Now, the Relationships Bill has been amended to allow same-sex couples to hold ceremonies when registering their relationships. You mean you can of have a little party or what?
I think that's essentially what it is. I mean, we spoke about it late last year when the amendment was first moved, but it was passed this week, and basically the Greens have created this amendment, which means that if same-sex couples are getting their relationship registered, like, for instance, at the Victorian Relationships Registry, they will also be able to hold ceremonies in conjunction with that.
Had they not previously been allowed to?
Well, that's the thing. The Minister for Equality, Martin Foley, was saying there was nothing necessarily in the legislation prior that prevented them from doing that. I think maybe this is more just it's written down that maybe symbolic more than anything else, which I feel like I say it frequently. It's like almost a buzzword each week, but it's just kind of to say, like, they can definitely do that if they would like to, and that, I guess it means that they can't be discriminated against for wanting to do that. In saying that, it's obviously only a very small step towards what the larger goal is, which is full marriage equality.
Well, I guess it means that we won't have to deal with any of those issues like that mad woman in Texas who wouldn't sign the forms or something.
Kim Gates,
And finally, and very quickly, Matthew, South Australia has passed a bill allowing female co-parents to both be recognised on their child's birth certificate.
Yeah, so it's interesting because, you know, in South Australia, like back in the day, they were quite pioneering in terms of LGBT rights. You know, homosexuality was decriminalised first there, but it seems since then that they've lagged behind in many areas, and I think this is kind of a nice step forward. You know, basically it means that same-sex female couples who are conceiving children through reproductive treatment, formerly they were not able to both be on that child's birth certificate, but now they can both be. Even the non-birth mother can also be listed on the child's birth certificate, which is great. But obviously there's still a lot more things. There's a long way to go outside of that, but that's, a small step as well.
Matthew Wade, we've got to go. Thank you very much for joining us on the line today.
Thanks, Dean.
And thank you for joining me. You can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck On Air. Until next time, keep well, take care, bye-bye.
This Joy program has a podcast and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Your community. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.